Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
All right, here we go. Yo,
welcome to Forget That Yo Radio episode 243. It's just me, him, put it together, and she, and that makes we. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, cut that out.
Now, we gotta lay it cool.
You tired of being cool, man.
Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
Yo, Forget That Your Radio, episode 243. We out in the Hacienda. You already know what it is. You know what it was. You know what it's going to be. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time. So you know what time it is, a.k.a. if it's free, it's for me, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, a.k.a. I'm fitter than him, keep the bulk, I ain't trying to lift the gym, a.k.a. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me? a.k.a. inspiring entrepreneur, Dolo. Will I find a group of winners to ride with me?
I hope so.
a.k.a. Tyson D. Grabby. A.K.A. one of the hottest in the booth. Yeah, I had to say it. Because nobody wanna tell the truth. A.K.A. I ain't apologizing. If I said it, I said it. Some pastor said it too. So what would Jesus do?
Amen.
A.K.A. I'm only throwing hands with two to possibly three. Anything over that, say hello to my little friend. My buddy and me. A.K.A. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Where I'm headed, Chucks, blue dickies, flannel on my chest. Two fingers twisted in the middle.
West.
A.K.A. pass me the chicken wings, Holmes. You want bone in or bone out? I want bone. A.K.A. the brown skinned Prince Hakeem with no semi. Solo ho. A.K.A. Snitchington. I will tell. And you going to jail. And let's get eat.
What up, man? It's your boy Stone. Crip up a grip up, Crip, aka Stone El Terrible, aka your girl topped me off. Y'all started kissing right after I dropped off. Aka A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga. Aka Slapbox 2 minutes at a time. Aka Filthy Rodriguez. Aka Dirty Sanchez.
Dirty.
Aka Daryl Sweet Baloney Jones, because this meat is good. Aka Jesus Sausage Lopez, this meat is spicy. A.K.A. the 99 cent store, because what I tuck under a buck, nigga, let's get it.
Wait a minute. The 99 cent store. What I tuck is
under a buck.
Is that like your belt buckle?
Well, no. The gun a buck, what I tuck under my belt a buck.
Oh.
Come on, son.
Man, you should have said, because whatever I tuck will buck if you nuck.
No, what I tuck under a buck, that's why I call it the 99 cent store. Because everything under a buck.
I get it, but.
it kind of diminishes it when I got to explain it.
Yo, we out here, man. We back in the building, man. Did y'all get Storm Dorian Kilpatrick, Miss Florida, and hit y'all?
Yeah, nah, that shit ain't nothing happened up here.
Oh, y'all ain't even get a rain or nothing?
It's 7 o'clock. It's 7:30. It's fucking 92 degrees outside.
Dang, Dorian was a huge letdown.
Yeah, y'all bought all that potted meat for nothing.
Nothing. Y'all got all. Y'all got 963 cases of water sitting in the corner.
Yo, but the Bahamas, B?
Yo, the what?
The Bahamas.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. That shit is gone. Straight up, yo.
Yo, what I don't understand is why is people recording videos?
Of the Bahamas?
I seen people water. They floating in their house.
Yeah, yeah, water outside the window.
I seen a dude floating in his living room, like swimming in his living room, but recording.
Yeah, I mean, when you record shit, it makes me not have that much sympathy for you because I feel like you enjoying yourself doing this shit.
Like, dog, if I'm finna drown, last thing I'm thinking about is I got to get this footage, B.
And you go, why you still got that fucking phone?
Yeah.
You need to be swimming.
Yo, hey, that phone, I don't care nothing about that phone. I'm trying to live.
For real, you're like, when they showed this shit of water halfway up the window sign, I'm like, oh my God, dog. And then I seen the videos of what I can only guess used to be houses.
Yeah.
Dog. Yo, and that shit set over the Bahamas for a minute. Like, it stopped there, my nigga.
Yo, it was chilling. Like, it was like, yo, we's tired, boss. We're going to take a rest right here.
Yo, get all them niggas, B. You can tear up everything, son.
Talk about we hit this every year, but this year going to be a little different.
Yo, just imagine the people that was there on vacation.
Oh, that's the worst timing.
Like, yo, like the cruises and the cats that just go over there and get hotels and shit.
Oh, son. Speaking of the cruises, yo, shout out to the Disney Cruise Line for sending relief to their workers and nobody else.
What?
Yeah, they just sent the relief to their people over there.
Yo, that's clutch.
Yo, that's nuts. Hey, did you see the video of the shark swimming by the windows?
No.
Yeah, it was real.
Yo, so not only is you floating in your house, but you is videotaping sharks about to come in your shit. Yo, like, I feel like the need to live is not strong over here, B.
Like, are you going to record yourself getting ate, too?
Yo, you got to do it, man, for prosperity.
And you got to do it on live, so you ain't got to upload it.
Not prosperity. That's the wrong word.
Yeah, that was. But I wanted to let it ride.
All right.
Yeah, man. The Bahamas is gone. I don't know why you would live there.
It's a vacation spot.
But people live there, though.
Yeah. Bahamian people?
Every year you got to worry about living? Nah, B. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Hey, yo, that birthday be something else over there.
Can you pick up women that way? Like, yo, you never know. We might not be here.
Yo, it is that time of year again.
Yep. Oh, you a virgin? You might as well get that out the way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because we got a Category 5 coming.
Every year.
Yep, that's nuts.
And sometimes I guess the hurricane was vacationing too.
Yeah, and yo, that's crazy. Yo, I think, I'm telling y'all, don't believe me, but they be making up these storm patterns.
Yeah.
Like, they know where that storm going.
Yo, like, for real, when we was watching this shit about Dorian, yo, they was like, they showed the path, right?
Yeah.
But they was like, it can be wrong 70 miles east or west.
Dang.
Yo, that's a lot.
70 miles.
Nigga, that's a lot.
That's nuts.
Yo, and we had, but it was, I think it was 3 people from our job was taking a cruise next week to the Bahamas. Yo.
Dang.
Y'all lucky. That cruise was next week, and now y'all not going, man.
Yo, shout out to Pretty Ricky. She, Dorian cost her like, I think it was like 6 days of work.
Where?
Yeah, she ran. She ran to Alabama to try to avoid the storm. And then they pushed it back to like Monday. Then they pushed it back to Tuesday. And ain't nothing happened. So she lost 6 days of work.
Yo, is a job paying her?
No, she said she got to make that up.
Oh, man. Damn, son.
She killed her vacation. Killed her.
Fucking Dorian.
Dorian was like, you teasy.
You know, she got him.
Got him. Y'all know what it is, man. We the old dirty bastard of podcasting because ain't no father to our style. We out here. ForgetThatYo.com. At ForgetThatYo on Twitter. At ForgetThatYo on Instagram. Leave us a voice meezy. We got some voice meezies today. And, yo, Terp the Jerk said he coming back with the fire part three. But he ain't.
Yo, part three.
Part three. But we ain't got it yet. So,
yeah. I feel like the cover kind of has something to do with it.
He said, hey, man, y'all know what y'all going to get with Forget That Your Radio, yeah, dog. Man. Yo, I made a whole marketing campaign out of that joke.
Yo, for real, say. That shit was funny.
Yo, we out here. So, what we got today for voicemails, we're going to hit y'all with a, let me chew these voicemails.
Yeah, last time we had a problem with that.
Let me see. Okay, dang. 7 in the morning. Bailey the Great sends a voicemail called Run Ant Run.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So we're going to get right into that right now.
Damn, man. Where on the street is, you got a barber that was locked up for 17 years looking for you, brother. Well, sorry for you, nigga. Gotta stop talking about niggas' beards and shit, man. And they got the address and everything. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you some advice. Run, nigga. You might want to get out of there. Damn, bro. Can I have your equipment and shit? Like,
oh, damn.
Get that, yo.
Man, you supposed to be trying to help me out, man. It's about can I have your equipment.
Yo, and the nigga just gonna lose his beard, nigga. Like, that's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Yeah, your equipment, nigga. Like, yeah.
He was like, let me just go ahead and expect the worst so I can get the dibs on the equipment.
You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody gonna have to do something with it.
Yo, let's say he came to a funeral, right? Like, at what point, let's say I say, all right, your name's in the will for the equipment. When you come to a funeral and you live far, so it ain't like you can come back tomorrow. At what point do you ask for what's in the will?
Yeah, hey, so when we gonna be reading this will?
You know what I'm saying? He said, I'm in it.
Yo, like, I nigga gotta go, I nigga gotta get back to work.
Like, you can't, like, you ain't got no more leave. You can't come back.
Yeah. Look here, man. I tell y'all what I'm gonna do, bro. I'm just gonna take everything I want. After y'all read the will, holler at me and I'll send what I wasn't supposed to get back.
But you don't know, like, the house where the wake is, where the where you come back for the whatever they call that. What do they call it after the funeral? When everybody come back to the house.
The party?
Dang, it's called a party?
I guess it's the wake, I guess.
Like, do you go check in rooms and stuff? Like, where is stuff at?
Like, yo, you ask everybody, like, hey, yo, so when we reading that will? Hey, excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry for your loss, but we reading that will.
We're recording the show next week, and I kind of need the equipment to use.
You know what I'm saying? I was really looking forward to getting that equipment.
Yeah, he was a good dude, though.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry he died in that tragic barber accident, but I'm gonna need to read that will.
Yeah, that's nuts. All right, now let's get to the second Baylor the Great voicemail. It is called Jared Curl Jenkins. I don't know what that's about. Did we talk about Jared Curls?
No, I don't think so.
He sounds sleepy on that last one. Let's see if he's sleepy today on this one.
Forget that, yo. So look, man. The last two, well, not the last two, but y'all had two topics on a serious note. You know, y'all talk about the mass shooting, the Marine teacher or whatever. Stone, you know, I could just look at you and know how you get down. You know, first of all, shame on you for not watching Power. How do you watch Snowfall and not watch Power? whatever, nigga. But Stone, no, you can't fire the teacher.
You can't, because we're not about to help him execute. We're talking about the ex-Marine. I don't know, a professor, a teacher, or whatever, and he told the kids that this is how he would have done it. We're not going to fire him because we're not about to help him execute that plan by firing him. Like, we can't do that. We're just going to keep him on the payroll to keep him sane. And then going on to the kid getting stabbed in the face by a random, you know, a random lady. All jokes aside, like, and Stone, no. There is no just letting that go. Like, that person got to die. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's a woman, male. I don't care what race they are. I don't care what religious background they come from. They got to die. I'm not a tough guy. I don't claim to be a tough guy. But you threaten my family, my wife, my kids, a couple of ex-girlfriends. Like, you're pretty much gonna have to die, cause that's all I got. And you trying to harm my joy, that's gonna be a problem. Other than that, like, I'm a good guy, though. You know, like, if you just stay in your lane, you come out here, we go to Roscoe's. And we went to Roscoe's, right?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You got... Did you get the... Never mind. Anyway, you know...
Yeah, I got the Obama.
You lied and said you wanted to play basketball in your jade. It was crispy. And that's cool, you know, but you didn't threaten me. You didn't threaten my family or anything like that. Yeah, man. I'm sorry I had to get serious on y'all, but... Those two topics right there really bothered me because, yo, it's crazy people out here, man. It really is, though. Like, you know, I think it was like a couple of years ago. It was a student that came up to UCLA campus and killed and shot and killed a professor just walking on campus. You know, shit like that, man. That shit crazy. Other than that. Dope show, man. Dope show as usual. Y'all be getting down, man. We gotta set up a recording, a show for like next week or something like that. You gotta sock Stone first. Like, Stone, I love you, bro. I really do. Well, I gotta sock you first because you the big nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna do most of the damage in the crowd. So it's almost like at the Avengers. Like, you might as well attack the Hulk first because you don't want that nigga running around swinging on niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm sorry, I gotta take you out first. Forget that, yo.
Yo! Come on, son. Don't
forget to wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands.
Wait a minute. He got to that sink pretty fast.
Yeah, it's right there.
You saying his sink is right next to his toilet?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
There was no space for wiping in between the toilet flushing.
No. He was wiping while he was talking.
Oh, come man!
When he flushed the stool, he had stood up and pulled his pants up. Man, he was done.
Wait a minute. How you know he stood up? He could have wiped while he was standing up.
Yeah, that's true.
You wipe when you sitting down?
I do both, actually.
But how? You too big to be leaning over. How?
Damn, my ass is right. I'm not about to have this conversation with you, man. We always get into wipe techniques.
Man, that's crazy, though. Like, to lean up off the toilet and wipe instead of standing up getting the full stroke motion.
You had to get that sometimes they break off, you know what I'm saying? And you had a little hang down. So you got to get that first and then stand up and get the rest of it. You don't want to stand up and push your cheeks together and shit all up.
Don't nobody push their cheeks together when they stand up.
No, when you stand up, your cheeks come together.
No, they don't. They stay where they at.
No.
What you got? Retractable cheeks?
Retractables.
Yeah, that's crazy. What kind of toilet paper y'all be using over there?
Charmin.
Man, I knew you was going to say Charmin, but you don't really go in the supermarket and buy Charmin.
Yeah, we do. Oh, Charmin and the Charmin wipes. I told you that the other day when I asked you to buy me some.
Are they flushable?
Yes. I don't flush them. No, I got a septic tank. I got to throw that shit in the trash.
like Mexicans do.
That was racist.
No, it ain't. They do that.
You know, they also wipe their ass with rocks.
Well, that was racist. They don't wipe no real rocks.
A Mexican told me that.
Who was it? He was probably he wasn't Mexican. No.
Yeah, he was for real across the border Mexican.
Well, how big of a rock? A whole rock?
No, like gravel.
What, outside on a construction site?
I don't know. I didn't get that deep. And then he said he wiped his ass with rocks, my nigga. I was like, yo.
Nah, he was a punk.
Yo, he's a savage, man.
Where he at? Call him right now live.
I refuse to. Nigga wipe his ass with rocks.
Now that's at Stone L Terrible. Every Mexican know that they throw they toilet paper in the trash can because in Mexico they got bad sewage systems. Yeah, that clog up the toilet.
Korean people do that too.
For real? Yeah. Yo, don't the bathroom be kind of tart?
No, I don't know why, but it don't.
No, because you used to the smell. It'd be tart.
It might be a little shitty in there.
Yo, they got a little workout room where I work at. Yo, today, and dudes be working out at lunch. Man, that smell like a wet pit bull in that dang.
Yeah.
Because they hang their clothes and they running shoes, like, in the locker, but the locker's in the bathroom.
Yeah, nah, man. Get that up out of here.
Nah, bro, I'm throwing everything away next time. I ain't taking it.
It smell like underwig in this motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to wash my hands, not smell wet pit bull.
For real.
Tired of it. All right, we got one more voice. Wait, did Baylor say anything? Baylor, I showed you the running shoes I had in the back, the Roshis, the Nike Roshis.
Man. Hey, man, let it go.
No, man, he's trying to say. And them Jordans, man, they was free. I didn't get another pair. It's like nothing. You know what I'm saying? Really? Yeah.
Retail or you got the hookup?
Man, I got the hookup, man. I ain't paying for no Jordans no more, man. Hey, Baylor, I would have. What?
Let me get some sixes.
What you want, that shiny? No. Man, yo.
I already got them.
I know. Why do you get those?
I like them.
There's some more left on the shelf if you want them.
Like I told you before, fuck y'all niggas. I buy what I like.
Yo, you got questionable taste.
Nah, I don't. Only you the only nigga questioning it.
Because everybody else scared.
To this day.
Oh, man. Everybody scared of me.
Yeah, they are.
I don't blams the blicky.
Yeah, you stupid. What was I finna say? Okay, yeah. Oh, I can't wait till, man, we recording that one. I'm gonna cross you up, Iris' style, too. We got one more voicemail. Did I listen to what Baylor last show? Oh, Baylor last show was an interview, so I didn't have nothing to come at him about on the last show I listened to. But we got a voicemail from Rashida.
Sheeta Bug.
Here we go. Oh, I'm clicking it in the wrong area. All right, let's check this out.
Hey, y'all, what's up? This is Rashida, Sheeta Bug on Instagram. Also, go follow my business page, Camille's Cleaning LLC. Anyway, I love your show. I always have so many comments and so much feedback on your show. But I always end up telling Stone, and I always forget get to send a voicemail recording. I just did a 10-minute voicemail, okay? And I talked about some of everybody, and I don't want no smoke, so I'm not even going to send it in because there's so many things I could say. But what I am going to say is give my positive feedback, not towards you guys, but just stuff y'all talk about. I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, that's it. Peace. I look forward to the next episode. Bye.
Appreciate the voice of Maisie. Yo, I might need to holler at you too about the cleaning business, because I'm thinking about starting a cleaning business too. But I just need a couple of buildings to bring in. Like, I just need to bring in an extra $1,500 a month, something like that. Give me a couple in accounts. So, yeah, I might need to holler at you about that. Once I get my things together, I'm trying to, I might get a couple of, man, if I can get one apartment complex cleaning contract. Yeah. But then I'm thinking I got to go find employees.
Yeah, I said, you ain't gonna be able to do that by yourself.
Cause I want to try to pull something off by myself.
Yeah, nah, not no building.
I was thinking like when people move out to get them ready just for
clean
the next.
Apartments. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause it shouldn't be like a mass amount of people moving out at the same time.
Yeah, no, you probably get at the most. I mean, and this is reaching like 5.
Yeah. So I'm I need to see how she come at him with the contracts and all that.
Yeah, no doubt.
But appreciate voicemail. Thank you for listening.
She the bug.
We need that slander one though.
Yo, she was mad tight today too.
Why?
Like she was listening to the show. And when we talked about the kids hitting the kids and shit, hitting the kids back, she's like, oh, yeah, I'll push a kid head and dare him to tell his mama and shit. You know, I was like, yo.
Dang.
She was hot. She was hot, son.
Ooh. That's, we need more fight videos online of parents fighting for their kids.
Yo, I told her, yo, I got beef with a 5-year-old, son.
Yeah, shout out to Lil Jonas. I kicked him when he kicked me in the nuts and I made him pay for it.
How'd you make him pay for it?
I ain't putting all that on the line, man.
All right. I'm proud of you.
Oh, no. let me put it on live for they be thinking of Michael Jackson or something. I just squeezed his leg, like the meat, the thigh meat, until he started crying. And squeeze. Oh. Then I took his cookies and ate them in his face.
I'm calling CPS on you, man.
No, he need to call. I need to call CPS on him because he used to just, he'd act like he cool with you and just, wow.
Yo, treat your shit like a punching bag.
Yeah. And run off laughing like it's funny.
You little bastard.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's get into the business. Let's get into the things going on around this world. Hold up. Baylor was talking about the Marine, and he said you don't want to fire him because it'll set him off.
Yeah.
You heard about the dude last week? He got fired from his job out here in Texas, and he shot like the UPS truck driver, took the truck, and was rolling around blasting people.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
We did?
Lie!
Yeah.
Dang, it's so many. I don't even remember. Because there was another dude shooting too last week.
In the UPS truck?
No, this one didn't have a UPS truck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but we talked about the UPS truck, dude.
Oh, okay. Damn, we just skipped over the other dude. But yeah, he was shooting too. Did you see the thing about Walmart I was talking about?
Yeah.
See, I told you.
So they say, no, they just started that. No, they just started saying.
Why would I make that up? I told you about it like 2 weeks ago. Or the last show. No, I told you.
You'd be lying.
Whatever, I don't ever lie. The signs are on the door. They just announced it, but the signs is on the door.
And they're going to start stop selling bullets.
But that's handgun bullets. Think about this.
Yeah,
that's the
dumb part of it.
The people who's open carrying is not the one shooting the place up.
That's not the threat. The threat is the motherfucker walking across the parking lot with an AR that y'all didn't do nothing about.
So y'all really don't want no help then something drop.
You know what I'm saying? For real, dog. That shit's crazy.
I'm telling you, y'all take away guns, it's going to be like back in the day, like when Spartacus and them was out, and people just come to the town and start taking over.
Hell yeah.
Yo, man,
the niggas that got guns.
You got mad feedback. What you doing?
I was rubbing my face, my bad.
Damn. Face feedback, face ass.
Oh, this nigga.
All right. What else we got, man?
All right, let's talk about your boy, Kevin Hart.
Now, there's two Kevin Hart stories.
Not the wreck.
We got to talk about the wreck, though.
Yeah, let's talk about the wreck.
I think he was with another chick.
No, he said it was his homeboy.
No, but there's a girl in there, too. His homeboy was driving. But there's a woman in the car, too.
Was it?
Yeah, so why would he leave the scene?
I don't think he left the scene.
They say he left the scene, went home, and he was acting erratic, and his wife called the ambulance.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I just heard they pulled him out at the scene and took him to the hospital.
Man, where you hear that from? Lipstick Alley?
Lipstick Alley, goddamn. that's the way they was reporting that shit on everything.
Man, they said he went home and his bodyguard took him home and left everybody else there. And she called 911 because he was acting wild, crazy. And they said he had to get like surgery on his back. Like,
yeah, he said he hurt his back. I don't think it was surgery on his back. I think it was just trauma to his back or some shit.
I heard he had wild fractures and he had to get his whole back. He had to get a backyotomy. All right, so now on to the yo, a what's that? Dante. That noise, that was, bro.
Stepping on some dumb shit.
This dude. Lil Nas X.
So they're on the episode of The Shop, the LeBron James shit.
Mm-hmm.
So Lil Nas X, they asked him, they said, like, earlier this year, you had to make a big announcement and shit. And Kevin Hart said, he's gay, so what? Then Lil Nas X went on to explain why he did it or whatever. And that he grew up hating this shit. And he was like, Kevin Hart said, hating what? He's like, homosexuality. So the people are mad because Kevin Hart should know what he hated. You grew up in the hood. You know that you hate homosexuals. I grew up in the hood, nigga. I don't hate homosexuals.
Oh, they're saying, because they said on one of his comedy skits on the stand-up, where he said if his son came home gay, he would choke him out or something.
Nah, that was on Twitter. 4 years ago.
Okay, on Twitter. So he was like, if you said that, you like, I mean, we all know the stigma on gay people. Like, they get attacked and everything. Well, mostly transgenders and stuff get attacked.
Nigga, everybody gets attacked.
Nah, they get attacked, like, a lot. Like, they always getting killed. And he know, like, being gay in a black community is frowned upon. So he was saying...
That's from some people's perspective, not his.
That's from multiple people. That's his, too, because he said he'll choke his son out if he came home gay. So they were saying, you know, you were trying to downplay it like it ain't a big deal.
How are you
deal.
Trying to downplay it by asking a question?
Because, Kevin, man, we ain't stupid. We know how black people look at gay people. Like, are we going to really act like
we know how everybody look at gay people.
But in the black community, they be killing. They'll kill you.
Nigga, they'll kill you anywhere.
Nah. And Kevin Hart knows it because he said he'll choke his son out if he came home gay. So on the show, he was trying to act like, oh, being gay ain't a big deal. That's nothing.
It's not.
Exactly.
So that's what he's saying.
So why would he choke his son out if he gay if it ain't a big deal?
Because it was a fucking joke. You really think he's going to choke his son out and dump a dollhouse on his head?
Probably.
Do you really think he's going to do that?
Yes. I really
Come
do.
Come on, son.
Because that's Come how on, irrational the black community is about gays.
Nigga, I don't know what black community you're in. I am not that irrational about that shit.
I'm in the black community. You in the light-skinned community, so y'all probably different.
So we ain't black?
I mean, y'all in the light-skinned coalition. Y'all got a whole coalition, so it's probably two
do
different
we?
Blacks.
Is a coalition that the black, that dark-skinned people made?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some dumb shit. I'm so tired of that fucking conversation, man. Like, that shit is really fucking ignorant, man. Like, that shit pisses me the fuck off.
Hey, but it's true.
It's really not.
So that's why the people was jumping on Kevin Hart.
For saying you're gay, it shouldn't matter that you're gay. That's a reason to jump on him, because we shouldn't care about this dude being gay.
Y'all stay woke.
Oh, you just wall slid the whole conversation that we just had.
It started off, he's saying he's gay. He said he's gay. So what? What difference does it make that he's gay? People are making a big deal about it when they shouldn't. It shouldn't matter that he's gay.
That is what the people was talking about.
Yeah,
the people,
that's what
the
they
people
were talking
were,
about.
The people were talking about Kevin Hart. Because he's acting like he don't know the things that gay people go through. So why would Lil Nas X be scared to come out as gay?
He wasn't saying he was scared. He was saying, so what? It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't be such a big announcement that you're gay.
Somebody did this.
On to the next news, because we just gonna keep going in circles.
Again, as somebody who watches the news daily in New York, it's rampant.
That's true.
Like, it's niggas just going in the gay bars and shooting shit up.
Starting fights, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, it's been all types of gay hate crimes over the past however many years in New York, in the places that the gays kind of run. So right. It's like, damn, if we gotta get attacked on Christopher Street, my nigga, like, we can't party here.
Word.
Yeah. Like, come on. And when you speak as if you don't understand that, when you speak as if you don't understand any plight of the anybody who's oppressed, whether it be the gays, the blacks, women, this is just not the time to speak as if you don't understand. Even if you don't understand, I guess.
Let's see. Snowfall.
I got a couple of problems with this.
I don't think I should. I don't know how to. Because there's a lot of people that's not on Snowfall.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to say somebody got shot.
Oh, you talking about Franklin?
No, he said it.
Fuck them kids.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it.
Yo, I got a problem with it.
Why?
Yo, Mel a crackhead, right? And you telling me you ain't sold a gun? you ain't sold a gun that you didn't want in your house anyway?
Oh, that's right. She would have been sold that for crack.
She would have been sold that. Bitch, you sold your sheets. You know damn well you'd have sold that gun first.
Yo, I don't, let me see. I don't know how he survives.
Yeah, he got one to the shoulder and two to the back.
And he's in the house. The power went out and nobody knows where he's at.
Hey, man. You next door to a memorial for a cop with cops there. Nobody heard the shot.
Nobody seen him walk over there.
Yo, they seen Mel leave the house. They had to see him leave the house because that lady seen him at the front door when he was walking out. You got three shots fired next door. And Mel gently walks out the house and drops the gun. Ain't nobody coming across the yard.
But do you think they heard that little Pete, that little gun? It was like a 22, nigga, right?
It's a fucking gun.
But it's a 22.
No, it's like a 380.
And then why he didn't run when he got shot the first time?
Yeah. Hey, man, why was you crawling away shot in the shoulder? Nigga, get the fuck up. I know it hurt, my nigga, but this bitch still shooting. Get your ass up.
He's about baby. No.
No, nah, man. That bitch a crackhead. Nigga. Fuck all that.
And how she know? All right, I understand the window was unlocked that he climbs through.
Hey, but this is what I'm saying, yo. How did he unlock it from the outside?
Yeah.
That don't matter. That don't add up. You saying the window's unlocked, so that mean he had to leave through the window.
Somebody did this.
Because he couldn't lock it back.
Wait, didn't she unlock the window when she snuck out to get drugs?
No, she. I would think so. You have been on a crack bend, a crack bender, so you really can't remember what's going on with these windows, cuz.
Because her dad had her confined to the room.
Yeah, and she was sneaking out, and then he put boards on the window and shit. Exactly, nigga. That shit pissed me off. That whole shit in that house pissed me off, yo.
Now, I know Franklin can't die.
Yeah, no, I got another season of the show.
But I think that would have been a good ending if Singleton didn't. Nah, well, it would have left us like, did he? I don't know. You think that would have been a good ending, though? Like, if they didn't have another season?
Nah, nobody wants a crackhead to win.
But nobody that would have been that's unexpected. That would have been fire, though.
Yeah, but nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see a crackhead win.
Dang. So I think, all right, let's say Franklin died. The dude is going to be a savage. His boy going to take over the whole operation.
Oh, yeah, Leon, it is going to go bad as shit.
Yep. Cause
yo, he ain't had to talk to Leon like that. He did, but he didn't.
Yo, he went, oh, drive the car.
Yeah, got a car, motherfucker. That nigga said, I built this brick by brick, and you trying to bring it down because of the way of a nigga talk to you?
Brick by brick.
Yo.
Like, you could at least put them in, they helped you. You just, like, discounted everybody.
Yo, but he did. He did. You know what I'm saying? Rock with his boy in front of the nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
But he talked bad to him in the car, son.
I think that was kind of dangerous to do that, though.
Oh, yeah. Man boy going to be mad.
Yeah, because like that could have got him killed.
Yeah, but he said he still told Leon to get up off his corners, so he's still going to get his corners back.
Oh, so he probably going to look at it like, okay, he did.
Yeah, yeah. He understand the game. He had a front for his boy, but he know this money real.
That's crazy. Because he talk to you. But I thought he really didn't have a... Well, yeah, he always had a problem with him. But he had a more problem with his boy that he took the block from.
Yeah, yeah.
Dang, man. Snoop, man, we got to wait another 8 years for the season.
You know what I'm saying? No, it come out... It come out in 2020.
Dang, that sound like...
Like maybe eight months. I got to wait till next summer and shit.
Dang, I don't even know how my weight going to be by then or nothing.
Then he said my weight going to be.
Yo, I hate that. I wish they did I wish these shows was like the stories. Like As the World Turns and stuff. Had like 960 episodes. And they just keep going. But yeah, hell man. That's I think... Mel just gonna be the Felicia.
Yeah, yeah, she's gonna turn into a crackhead now. Or that cop that's on the payroll now might just lock her ass up for killing Franklin.
Oh, that's another thing
for shooting Franklin.
That's another thing that made me mad. You see Mel is in the house. Why is the cop and you talking like y'all cool when she knows? Why would you
be for real? That's for real. She know that's her daddy partner, man.
Yeah.
That was dumb. Why is your mom and daddy having a memorial for the nigga that they know you killed?
Right?
Like, come on, man. We gotta separate some of this shit, bro.
Yeah, that didn't make no sense. I think they finished that when Singleton was already died.
You know what I'm saying? They just wrapped it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, go ahead. Let's put a bow on this thing, bro.
Let's see what other shows is that. Queen Sugar is heating up. Man, you gotta watch Queen Sugar. You got own channel?
Yeah.
Man, you gotta get on that Queen Sugar, man.
Mm-mm.
Come on, man. You don't wanna see Lil Blue?
Not at all.
You don't wanna see Ralph Angel?
I don't wanna see no slavery shows.
It ain't slavery, man.
It ain't?
You know what slavery?
Yeah, I don't know what that shit is.
It's like a family drama show.
Yo, man, my wife bombards me with them shows, and I don't like them, man. Like, right now, she's hooked on David Makes Man.
Man, that looked weird. Like, I don't know. I tried to watch the first episode, but I fell asleep. But it just looked weird.
Yeah, man, I don't understand what's going on. I know there's a 7-foot drag queen on there, man, and I was like, my nigga, that outfit is crazy.
He said 7 foot.
Yo, he's a big dude, son. He kind of looked like EJ Johnson.
Dang. That show come on right after Queen Sugar, too.
Do it?
Yeah.
I know she recorded like 400 of them and been watching them all fucking day.
So you ain't even tried to watch one?
The David Makes Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to watch one. It was weird.
Man, the title throws me off.
Yeah, I don't understand what's happening.
What the hell is a David Makes Man? Who thought of that title?
I don't know. I know the nigga little brother be pissing in the bed and burning the sheets.
Damn, that's extreme.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, have you seen the trailer for Bad Boys 3?
Hell yeah.
Man, Martin looking like Larry Holmes.
Yo, 3 sit-ups, my nigga. 3. Give me 3 of them, dog. That nigga hopped out that goddamn Ferrari flabby and sick, man.
Yo, it looked like they were showing Will do all the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the cop stuff.
Yeah, all the action.
Yeah, the action.
Martin was doing no running, my nigga.
I think they should have, I don't know, I think he should have gotten in shape for the movie.
Nigga, maybe, what if he did?
Dang.
What if that is in shape Martin, son?
Like, I don't know, man. The trailer threw me off. It didn't look right. It looked like Will pretty much going to just be carry the whole thing, and Martin going to be like, I want to retire. This is my last Man.
Yeah. Yo, man, Martin head looked like Joe from Family Guy.
Yo, why is head so big?
And it's, but it's real big at the bottom, my nigga. Like, yo.
I don't like it, man.
Yo, not at all, son.
I'm having bad thoughts about this movie.
Yeah. It looked action packed, but like they're gonna try to throw a storyline in that don't make no fucking sense. Or some shit that we already seen, you know what I'm saying?
We, this dude was looking up actors, and it was sad. We was looking up their ages.
Yeah.
Man, Denzel was like, how old was Denzel?
Denzel like 56 or something?
I thought he was like 60-something.
No, Denzel ain't no goddamn 60.
Let me see. Denzel Washington. He is 64.
What?
Yeah. And who was... Clint Eastwood was like 80.
80, yeah, he's like 80 something. Yo, all right, Sylvester Stallone, son. They doing another Rambo.
No, they ain't.
Rambo Last Blood, yo. Nigga, the Last Blood gonna be a fucking transfusion, yo, because this nigga's old as shit.
Yo, Sylvester Stallone is 73.
Doing an action movie, my nigga. This nigga, yo, all the action gonna be with wheelchairs and walkers, dog. Like, come on, son.
Yo, Clint Eastwood is 89.
Man.
You seen the Mule movie?
Yeah.
He looked dead in that joint.
Fuck yeah. He got a vagina neck and shit.
He's like, yo, we just gonna put you in a car.
Yo, see, like, yo, man. No walking, son. We ain't no walking out of this guy, yo. Just put him in the car, son.
Yo, your boy. All right. What's the what dude's name who always, what's the black dude always screaming,
Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely 60, 70 something.
Let's see.
Yo, oh. Morgan Freeman like 93.
Yo, Samuel L. is 70?
What?
It don't feel like he's 70.
Nah, it don't.
He just did Shaft and was walking around fine.
But you gotta understand, man, Samuel L. Jackson been acting since like, I want to say like the beginning of time.
Wow.
Like, y'all nigga been acting a long, like at least like 65.
Dang.
And that, yo, 65 was what? 54 years ago.
That's crazy.
And nigga, he ain't start young. You feel me? He ain't start young, my nigga. So, yeah, that nigga's 70-something.
Morgan Freeman, 82.
I told you.
Dang, yo, man, that Denzel, though, 64, making me sad. We about to stop seeing Denzel.
Yo, Denzel about to start sitting down in his movies, B.
I want Training Day Denzel forever.
Nah, you ain't getting that. Yo, he was like 40-something in that one.
Dang. Man, we got to clone our stars, dog.
Yo, man, I mean, only thing we can hope for is they kids be good.
But he can't give us the faces.
Yeah, nah, the one face that Denzel has. Yo, like, for real, Denzel Washington the same nigga in every movie. Denzel Washington. He's just good at it.
Dang, man, I'm sad. Coming to America, the new one, and Friday, which one is going to be worse?
I think Coming to America too.
Yeah, I think they're going to make them. Man, they're going to mess it up. They're putting too many people in it.
Too many people. And the premise is dumb. The premise makes no sense.
What was the premise?
That Akeem has a son in New York.
He ain't messing with. No, wait a minute.
He ain't getting no cheeks.
Yeah, they should have had Simi with a son.
Yeah. Now, that's what I think is going to end up happening, that it's Simi's son.
Uh-huh.
It's actually like he's going around saying he's the Prince of Zamunda is his daddy, and that's how he's been lying to people. You know what I'm saying? But for Akeem to have a son makes no sense, man. He ain't getting no cheeks.
Dang, man. They gonna mess. So you think Friday gonna be good or bad too?
What's Friday? What is, I don't know what the Friday is gonna be about.
Let me see. New Friday movie.
But I feel like the Coming to America, it's gonna be funny, but it's gonna be trash.
I think it's called The Last Friday.
and they putting everybody in it.
Oh, he's just finishing the script, so.
Yeah. Well, okay. The Ice Cube, the F. Gary Gray Friday is good.
Mm-hmm.
The Ice Cube Fridays are not.
Oh, so like the Friday After Next and stuff was Ice Cubes?
Yeah, Friday After Next and, no, Next Friday and Friday After Next, that's all Ice Cube.
Oh, I heard people saying that the Friday After Next was better than the original Friday.
You there, goddamn lie.
Yeah, that's what I said. You crazy.
Yeah, no, that Friday, that's a classic. The two after is okay, but it's not a Friday.
Let me see. Yeah, just saying he's wrapping it up. I think he's gonna have. I hope he don't have social media stars in it.
Yo, that shit never works.
Yeah, and they always be like B movies when they put the social. Yeah, when they put them in there.
Yo, did anybody have or make the ungodly mistake of watching How High 2?
I didn't.
Yo, I refuse to watch that shit.
I know it's gonna be trash.
Yeah, man, that shit went straight to MTV.
Football is back.
Yeah, in the building.
We had a terrible game.
A terrible start to the season, yo. Yo, we had higher baseball scores than the football, dog.
Yo, I got Aaron Rodgers started on my fantasy team. My man only got me 12 points.
You know what I'm saying? He gave you 3 points hard.
I told y'all Mitch Trubisky was trash.
Yes.
The only reason.
Stand up, though.
I knew the D was going to stand up like they did like in the first, but I was like, you can't hold Aaron Rodgers down the whole game.
Nah.
Like, they're going to run some kind of schemes or something to get him some time. And, yeah, man. The Bears went down. Trubisky going to have to do something. Because last year he was using his legs to get out of trouble. Now people they spying him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Sunday, we got Zeke back. Antonio Brown lost his damn mind.
How do you feel about that Zeke contract?
I think he won.
I think it's a strategic move.
For Zeke or the Cowboys?
For the Cowboys. Mm. They gave him a 6-year deal.
Uh-huh.
A running back doesn't have that kind of shelf life. Mm. Most running backs don't last that long. Second of all, that nigga can't stay out of trouble.
And it's so probably not, like, if you get in trouble, we could take that money.
We could pull that shit immediately. You know what I'm saying? So they put something in place to say, all right, we're going to make him happy to play, but he's not going to see all that money.
Dang. And plus, it's kind of an 8-year deal because he's still got two left.
It's two left. You know what I'm saying? And most running backs don't even last 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they like, he going to mess up.
Yeah, he going to mess up or he not going to produce and we just going to cut him.
Dang. So, Antonio Brown, you heard the latest on him?
Yeah, now he want to play?
Yeah, after you heard about him and the GM?
Yeah, he said he going to punch him in his face.
Yeah, they said they had to separate. How you getting a tussle with the GM?
Yo, man, niggas thought T.O. was a problem? Yo, that is nothing compared to this nigga, son.
You heard what he called the GM?
No, what he called
him? They said he called him a cracker.
Oh, God damn.
AB lost his mind.
Yeah, man. That nigga got some emotional problems. That nigga need some therapy.
First, his foot was hurt, so he wasn't coming.
No. First, the blonde beard. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, the blonde beard the whole summer.
Ridiculous.
Hurt his foot. Burned his foot on something. I forgot what.
No, that cryogenic chamber.
Yeah, cryogenic chamber.
Frostbite on his feet.
Then the helmet.
Shit.
I'm not playing unless I use my old helmet. Then he exploded on the GM. They had to separate him, and he got fined. And he went to Instagram,
And put the fine up.
Put the fine up. Then the latest, I just heard that he had an emotional apology in front of the team. With the captains.
Nah, cuz.
After they said they might suspend him. If they suspend him, he'll lose the 30 mil.
Yeah. Dog. My nigga, you ain't played a game for them. You ain't played a game for the Raiders yet. And you this much of a problem? So, dog, it's not going to happen, man.
If you the GM, would you just cut the ties and forget it?
Yo, get him the fuck up out of here, man.
Yeah, you got to. Because it's looking like special treatment.
Yeah, man, you too much of a problem, man. Every day is what you ain't going to do. Nah, man. And yo, you going to punch a nigga, the GM?
Yeah.
I'm going to punch you in the face and punt the ball like, nigga, fine me for that. Yo.
Yo, what's wrong?
Fine. You fine, cuz. Get out of here, man.
So you think these problems was always in Pittsburgh and they covered them up?
Yeah. Had to be. Yo, Mike Tomlin is calling niggas like, see, I told you. You see? See what I'm talking about? Yeah.
See? Dang, man. I think he just really don't want to play football no more.
Yo, just don't play football. Don't go about it this way, man. And he's a good player, dog.
Yeah.
And you can tell that because I see Raiders fans making excuses for this nigga. Don't say it like, all right, he apologized. He's good now. No, nigga, this nigga's a problem. Like, it's not over, B. He's not going to get the ball enough, so he's going to say something. Yo, he gonna end up fighting Derek Carr. Watch. I bet you money.
Damn, I bet, yo, the Raiders fans like, please, let's just get him on the field.
He's too good. He's too good.
No. I ain't gonna lie, I'd be doing the same thing.
Yo, he either gonna swing on Derek Carr or John Gruden. One of them.
If he ain't getting the ball enough, I think he's just gonna walk off the field.
Yo, pull a Randy Moss.
Dang, he's so good though, man. Look how much you can get away with just by being good, dog.
For real, man. Yo, like, nobody's putting up with this if you are average players.
So. Oh, hell nah. You banned from the league.
Yo, you an average player. You out here doing this shit. They taking more time to figure out who the fuck you are than you being a problem. You know what I'm saying? Who is that? Who is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, they don't know who you are, cuz.
Yo, Ollie from Last Chance U was injured, like really injured, and missed a couple more days of practice that they thought he shouldn't have, and he was gone.
Yeah, get him the fuck out of here.
Get him out of here. He don't want to play. I don't care if his leg's hanging off. Get him out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that nigga was shot. I don't care. Get him out of here.
God dang, man. Well, we'll see how the season progresses.
Yeah, man. The next game is on Sunday, right?
Yeah. All right. We had... Well, what would you do if you sleep? Nice little slumber. You smell some bacon. You know what I'm saying? Nice little bacon aroma coming from the kitchen. You get up, walk into the kitchen. A dude in there cooking the meal until you just go back to sleep.
Hey, yo, just go back to sleep, son.
That's a true story.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'd be like, okay. All right.
You ain't got the blicky.
Yeah, I'm coming back blaming. Blicky blaming, my nigga, straight up.
But when you want to, like, see what he cooked, what he came up with, though?
So I got to taste it first?
Yeah.
Like, yo, let me just taste that. Look, all right, I'm going to pull the hammer on you, B, right? I'm going to say, all right, now look, depending on how this tastes, man, determines whether I'm going to shoot you in your ass or not.
Heck yeah, I'm like, okay. Let's see. Okay. Oh, a little parsley. All right. He might know what he's doing.
He got some seasonings out. Okay. Okay.
Hey, where you get that? It was in the back of the fridge. Oh, dang, I ain't even see that.
I didn't even know I had that right there. All right. So, all right. Wait. Oh, using the red wine vinegar. Oh, this nigga's good.
Okay. Okay. One cup to two parts milk. Oh, I see how you're doing it.
Oh, you eyeballing the seasonings? Oh. This nigga's a vet. Okay.
Yo, I would have, yo, anybody who run up in your house and just go to the kitchen and start cooking up a meal, he got to have a chef background.
Yeah. Or the nigga's shit nuts. Like, I feel like you caught him right before it got real crazy. Like, he gonna fix this food and then sit down and start watching TV and shit. Or he might come up there and hop in the bed with you.
Yeah. Something, you know, crazy.
Like, yo, hey, yo, scoot over, my dude.
It started off normal. Then it, you know, got crazy.
Like, that was the normal part. He broke in and started cooking. This nigga, you know, he had a whole other shit planned for you, son.
Yo, people wild, dog. But that's what I say, though. Like, all this stuff that happened, I still feel like we winning, because out of 7.5 billion people on Earth, and this is pretty much all we got going on.
Yeah. I feel like I'm winning because this shit ain't happened to me yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't had too much crazy shit in a long time happen to me, yo. So, I'm good, man.
I remember in high school.
Life is good.
In high school, the crazy drunk dude used to always come talk to Nate.
For real?
Yeah, he used to be like, yo, why he always talking to me? They, everywhere we went, like, we'll go to a gas station, there'll be a drunk winos out there. He'll run up on Nate and talk to him.
Yo, I'm thinking it's the same person. Oh. It's the same dude keep running up on Nate.
Oh, no, it's always a different person. Like, one time it was New Year's, and it was this drunk lady outside. Yo, we were nowhere around her. All of a sudden, she all up on Nate. But then she started kicking his car and everything. Like, yo, why do the drunk people attract to you?
Is that when Nate got his first domestic violence charge?
Oh, he was about to have to stop him.
Okay.
Because he was crazy about his cars.
Yeah.
And she just came up there just mud stomping the car. Like, yo.
Yo, drunk chicks is the worst, man. Like we think drunk dudes is bad. Drunk chicks is the worst. Like, yo, I remember I rolled up to fucking Total, actually. Rolled up to Total. This chick out there, and she walked to the car. I was like, yo, you ain't even got no rims on your truck and shit, right?
Uh-huh.
I was like, bitch, you in your bra and panty taking pictures on the top of a cab.
Damn, was she?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I'm like, bitch, I'm doing better in life. Like, at least this is mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, get you in the front of a cab. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, get your drunk ass away from me.
Golly. Yeah, that's nuts. Facebook dating. You did when you logged in, did the profile come up?
No, I don't ever log out of Facebook.
I don't either, but when I went to the app, it said, hey, Facebook dating is here. Create your profile. And I was like, okay, let's try this out. I went to create the profile. Huh?
And what Facebook is anyway?
That's what I thought. Like I want to see how it's going to be different.
Yeah.
But it kept giving me an error every time I tried to.
Oh, they didn't got your information, cuz.
Yeah, they probably, all right, we got all we needed.
Yeah, you know, somebody stole your goddamn identity.
Like, I wanted, does it look different? I want to know how they gonna rock that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, we got unknown listeners too, man. Kids, there's a lot of kids under the age of 13 listening to this podcast.
Why you say that?
Because I keep seeing like Lenny's daughter listen for Fat Lenny. She like 11.
Dang, why'd you call my dad Fat Lenny? That's not nice.
Oh, damn.
Old boy, the one message I sent you, she listening.
Yo, shout out to Fat Lenny, man.
Okay. I wonder how many little kids is actually. Yeah, y'all stay in school though.
Still said. Oh, man, I forgot to talk about your boys, eh?
Who?
Malik.
Oh, Malik Yoba.
Yeah. Yeah, he's attracted to transgender women.
Where did he put this out at?
I don't know. It was some kind of something I read, and that shit was all over the news and shit, like radio shows and shit.
So he probably got caught, and was like, let me get in front of this.
That's what I'm thinking, right? That's what I'm thinking. Like, somebody was going to expose him, and he was like, hey, let me jump out in front of him, right? So, I have a couple of problems with it, but the one thing I had a problem with was his wife then comes on Instagram or Twitter, one of them, and says, this was this should have been a family discussion. Why did you come on social media saying this?
Oh, he's married?
Yeah, with kids.
That is nuts.
But then I said to myself, why did you come on social media and talk about this? Like, if you want him to talk to you at this, talk at the crib with you about this, why did you in turn do the same thing that he did?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, like, it don't make no sense, right? But again, I don't care. Why did you have to tell us this?
Yo, can you imagine waking up and like people in your, cause you know people's in his inbox, in her inbox, I mean, on her page. Dang, your husband, I'm sorry for you, blah, blah, blah. You like, what?
I heard your husband out here sucking dick.
Yeah, like
wait, what? What?
Huh?
What happened?
Yo, it's crazy. Like, the first thing is to let me get on social media and say this.
Yeah, like, it don't make no sense. Like, and then you don't explain fully. Like, are we talking pre-op or post-op?
Stupid.
You don't, yo, like, for real, like, I mean, there's a difference. Well, he just say he attacked it, so that mean if they still got the wiener, he's still cool with it, I guess.
And then, like, do you get a divorce? How does...
Yo, like, how is this gonna play out?
Do you just say, I'm a roll with it?
Hey. Get a penis, I guess. I don't know.
Malik Yoba's last post is the effects of slavery and mass incarceration. From slavery to mass incarceration.
Incarceration?
Yeah, incarceration.
Okay, I thought you said incarceration.
Oh. Yeah, he totally went left now.
Oh, yeah, he wall sliding all of that.
Yeah, he...
Because there's no need for you to say that.
Right?
Like, we didn't need to know that. Like, yo, that's you and Mr. C's business, my nigga. Like, yo, we didn't need to hear that.
Yo, Mr. C disappeared too after that happened.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. But even with all the love he got, which is funny, because if it was a nigga you didn't know, you wouldn't love it,
right?
You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas was like, yo, man, you my brother, man. I love you, my nigga. If that was somebody you didn't know, you'd be on here clowning their ass.
Yep. Yo, Malik Yoba, brolic up top, though. He need to work on his legs in the gym, though. Why nobody work on legs?
Does this mess up the New York Undercover reunion?
Oh, they supposed to have one?
I don't know. They rebooting all these old shows.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it does. Man.
Did anybody ask Eddie Torres how he feel about this?
Yo, is Eddie Torres on Instagram? Let's check out Eddie.
Yeah, I mean, his name is not really Eddie Torres.
Oh, man, what's his name?
I don't know.
He's in the Michael Jackson video.
Yo, he's a dude from Beat It, yo.
Let me look up that name, dude from Beat It.
Dancer from Beat It.
Yo, that'd be funny if, like, a random dancer from Beat It page popped up.
Hell yeah.
Dang, I can't find Lil Eddie, man. But they too old, man. They can't be running, chasing nobody.
Yeah, nigga, apparently they can. Sylvester Stallone can do it.
Oh, but he in the jungle, right?
Nah, he on a farm this time.
Cuff.
Yeah, who ain't fighting? I don't fucking... Yo, somebody take his grandniece or some shit, nigga. I don't know.
Man, throw him back in the jungle. I don't want to see it.
I need my Rambo in the jungle.
Was all of them in the jungle or just the first one?
No, the first one was actually in a small town.
I actually don't remember none of the Rambos.
Oh, man, Rambo was a good series.
All I remember was he had a bow and arrow and he shot something and it blew up or something.
See, that ain't even the first one. That's like the second or third one.
Dang.
When he went back to the jungle, them niggas went back to Nam and shit.
Rambo and Nam. All right, let's see. Let's get this. You want to do this classic of casket? It's like 8:30 at your house.
Oh, my God. It's 8:30.
You got work tomorrow?
Hell yeah.
I will do that on next one. Next show, we're going to do a DMX Is Dark and Hell Is Hot classic or a casket.
Do you want to do that one or the first one?
Dark as Hell is Hell is Hot is the first album.
Is it?
Yeah, 1998.
No, I don't think that's the first one.
Oh, I know that's the first one.
It's Dark and Hell is Hot.
With the Rough Riders anthem. Get At Me, Dog. X is Coming.
Get At Me, Dog. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Dark and Hell is Hot. What was the next one?
Was it Flesh of My Flesh?
There you go. All right.
Yeah, cause we gotta see if these albums hold up. Are they really classics, or was we just?
Matter of fact, I just downloaded some of that shit too.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, Dark and Hell is Hot. I did.
So we're gonna do This or That and get.
Oh, nigga, out. That's a classic. Now that I think about it, that's a classic, yo.
Oh no,
I'm slipping. How's going down?
Oh no.
Yo, I think it's going to be. I mean, it might have a lot of filler on it now. You know what
All right, let's get this or that. I got a few.
Okay, I have none.
All right, this is what I got, guys. Where's my list? Okay, you're either blind, running with the bulls, dressed in all red, or dropped in Chirac with a KKK uniform and you can't talk.
So basically either die or die. That's what you're telling me.
Now I feel like I'm taking that'd be scary. But I'm gonna have to go with blind running with the bulls. No, you know what? I'm taking the KKK and Chirac because y'all only kill niggas.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Message.
What you taking?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna ride with that one too.
Yeah, man.
I think they'd be so surprised to see that shit. They'd be like, man, I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know what to do with this, man.
You heard about that story about a dude who was running with the bulls? And at the end, he decided to get a little frisky and went back. And that joint speared him like through the cheek or something.
Damn, yo.
He almost died, but a dude came in and saved him and got him to the ambulance.
Wow. Damn, yeah. Cuz.
He won't be doing that no more.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been doing it in the first fucking place.
But I want to do it, though, at least once.
No.
I feel like my juke game, you know what I'm saying, my agility, agility that Baylor didn't want to see that day.
Oh, that's a slander.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like they can't catch me. All right, let's go to the next one. Fight a life-size fire ant or a life-size mosquito?
Shit. All right. A fire ant. A fire ant bites.
Mm-hmm.
A life-size mosquito is going to suck all the blood out of me.
Ooh.
Damn, the mosquito flies. I think I got to slap box that ant, man.
Slap box. I think I'm going to fight the mosquito because mosquito's got that little snout.
Yeah, you snap that bitch off.
Yeah, so I'm going to get a hold of that snout.
But if it's life size, I mean, that shit is strong,
ooh,
son.
Ooh, and if it stick you?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's like a knife. Hold up.
Yeah, man.
Wait, don't the ant got the stinger in the back and the mouth?
I think it's just on. I don't know.
Yeah, that's too much to deal with. I gotta dodge a stinger and I gotta dodge the mouth. But they got them little weak arms.
You know what I'm saying? Jump on this nigga back. Nah, but they can carry like 100 times their weight.
Yeah.
Shit. All
right, I'm gonna fight the mosquito.
Still slap boxing that ant, B.
All right, last one. fight 500 toddlers or 500 senior citizens at once?
Oh, we did that one already.
We did?
Yeah, we did that one before.
Was it
I think it was nuns.
Yeah, it was nuns and what you call it? And monks.
Yeah. Give me them senior citizens, son.
Ooh, but they got that they got age and experience.
Nigga, they senior citizens, nigga. Gertrude, Agnes, you know what I'm saying, Lester, they all get knocked the fuck out of me.
Oh, and they ain't got no teeth. Yeah, give me the senior citizens. What
I'm most of them got canes and walkers, my nigga. I'ma work them niggas, man.
You stupid. Yeah, them toddlers get rowdy.
You know what I'm saying? They get the piling on you and biting you and shit.
A couple of them might shank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Vanessa, this or that.
Right. They had a question on the Breakfast Club, right?
Yeah.
Would you allow a blind person to watch your children, to babysit your children?
How old are the kids?
Like 5 and 6.
5 and 6. Nah.
Nah. Nah. I can't do it, man. I can't do it, man. I need you to see some shit.
Because 5 and 6, they like climbing too much.
Yo, my daughter be running all over the fucking house, man.
Wait, how old is your daughter?
5.
Oh, heck nah.
Yo, she is wild. Yeah. I don't think a blind person can handle that.
Yeah, your kid be on top of the refrigerator or something. And fall, you know what I'm saying? That joint.
Yo, you trying to catch my baby. You don't even know your way around the goddamn house.
Dude, they got the C&I dog, though, with them.
What the dog gonna do?
Man, the dog could, you know what I'm saying? Grab him by the
kid?
No, grab him by his clothes and pull him down.
Hell no.
Yo, we want to shout out, what's your boy, man?
Frank.
Yeah,
Frankie.
No, your boy hit us with a donation to the show.
Oh, my man, Steel.
Yo, shout out to Steel, man.
Yo, my dude, that was major. Man, I hit him up. I'm like, yo, I appreciate that. He's like, yo, man, we gotta support each other, bro.
Hell yeah. And yo, shout out my brother Dwayne, always sharing the shows, rocking with us.
Yeah, man. Derek Jones, Rashani over at Single Simulcast.
Single Simulcast.
Yo, Brian Blissett, be fucking with us.
There was somebody else. Dorian.
Yeah, Dorian, Nance.
C Ray Art.
Yo, Big Haim.
Yeah, Big Haim, yeah. Baylor.
Yo, Stephen Barry, of course.
Yep. Shout out to Terp the Jerk.
Terp the Jerk.
Oh, Gene.
Yeah, Gene.
Yo, who was I finna say something about? Dang, I forgot what I was finna say.
Hey, Brit.
Yeah, Brit. Dang, I needed to ask somebody something.
Yo, shout out to Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel. Where's the Jaishikis, man?
Yo, shout out to Rob out there in New Zealand.
And the Z.
Dreezy out there in Utah.
Send me a, what they got out there in Utah? Utah ain't known for nothing, is it?
Mormons.
Oh, yeah, they
probably, they got Salt Lake City. They probably got some salt out there.
Oh, that's New Orleans. I was thinking about that. Have you had a beignet?
Yeah, I got a little Cajun joint out here.
Is it just like a donut? Like, is it anything special?
It's just a donut with nothing inside of it.
See, man, I hate when people be hyping up stuff like it's life changing.
Yeah, nah.
Just because they out there at the moment.
Oh, man. Shout out to Vinny. Vinny hit me up today listening to the show.
That's who I was going to ask you about. Yo, he ain't coming out with the show no more?
I got to call him back and see, man. We ain't even talk about it.
Dang, he probably threw his equipment away.
Yo, he living his life, brother. Yo, nigga got his dream job, son.
Oh, he in a casino?
Yeah.
Out in Arizona?
Yeah. So all he doing is dealing and working out, dog. That nigga's living his life for real.
Yo, can he?
No.
Oh, okay. Can't get a car count action going on there. And we can all come up.
Hell no. Nah.
And we out, cut.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. I got a predicament with Vegas.
Uh-oh.
So, Vegas is the 16th through the 20th of April. Mm-hmm. I got a bachelor party on the 22nd through the 25th of May.
Lie! In Vegas.
In Miami.
Oh, that's way far.
You know what I'm saying? What am I going to do?
It existed.
Wait a minute. What was the dates?
One's in April. The next one's in May.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just that it's not that. It's like a month in between.
Never, ever.
Well, yo, shout out to J-Ro, man. J-Ro, I'm going to try to make it, bro.
Which one is the, which one's in April?
Vegas.
Oh, and then the other one's in May.
May, yeah. The bachelor party's in May.
Is this his first marriage?
Yes. Yeah, I thought about that too. Like, is this his second one? If it was his second one and they had kids, I'd be like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, y'all getting married again? Oh, y'all already did this once.
Nigga, you getting married again and y'all already got a kid. Nah, bro. This ain't no joyous occasion, man. It's his first marriage, man, and they ain't got no kids, so nigga kind of got to be there, you know what I'm saying?
He lied!
I know Dominican Lugo pull out. He always say he going somewhere and don't show up.
Dominican! Come on, man.
Dominican
Lugo, man.
Hey, man, y'all get a shirt, man. Hit the site, forgetthatyo.com or creativebullymedia.com. Pick up the shirt.
Yeah, man. And Dominican Lou, if you come to Vegas, do not bring that tank top. Basketball shorts and cowboy boots, man. Do not wear that outfit around. You know you're my man, 50 grand pots and pans, man, but I might have to swing on you, B.
Heck no.
That nigga had on a wife beater tucked into some basketball shorts, cowboy boots, and a cowboy hat. I said, you know what? That nigga's from Oklahoma.
That, he headed to the black rodeo.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
But y'all know what it is, man. We out here, man.
Dang, I was finna say peace, peace, peace.
See, it's plagiarism. Peace, peace, peace.
Any other show, forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Let's do something different. Let's see. Let me see your hands. Close your eyes. Allow your mind to wander.
Let me think inside your box and slide aside your mental. How about that? Let me bow to such a skin like you was born in September. How about that? Let me tap into your solar plexus and stimulate your senses. Time. How about you and your back take the whole thing? Or how we get lost in the oceans? Show me the way to the oceans. Ocean. Oh, I'll be your fantasy. Come get the best of me. Sinking my energy when you moan the melody. I got the antidote. Rounds like a merry-go. I make it comfortable. Giving you full control. Inside your box and slide aside your mental. How about that? Let me bow to such a scale like you was born in September. How about that? Let me tap into your solar plexus and stimulate your center. How about that? box and slide aside. You mental, how about that? You better act like you know that I was born in November. How about that? Let me tap into your solar plexus, stimulate your center.
Y'all do, like I said, if y'all not listening to Dog, don't forget that, yo, slap yourself 4 times real hard. All right, I'm holler.